Blog Talk Radio.
Many things we don't know, say it's hard to let go. We must burn all our trust.
Over my circumstance, giving me another chance to rain.
Somebody declare it, you're out. Over my circumstance. Giving me another chance. Somebody holler, you're out.
Our God reigns. He reigns in all the earth. He reigns forevermore. God bless you and good afternoon. Welcome to Global Gospel. This is your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are excited and delighted to share with you on another Saturday afternoon. Tell your family, tell your friends, to your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And certainly we want you to know that we don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. We want you to reach out to us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, and we're on Tumblr. And certainly if you reach out to us on any of those social media platforms, you will be able to connect with us. Also, our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. Please connect with Global Gospel. We want to hear from you. We want you to, our listeners, to know the good news and glad tidings of Jesus Christ. If you like to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, with the zip code is 11550. And certainly we stand to declare today that God reigns. And because God is the greatest power, we shall not be defeated. And so we give him glory, honor, and praise because he's worthy to be praised. And we came to let the devil know and remind him that he is still a liar, for he was such from the beginning. And certainly he has not changed. And it seems like our situations have intensified. It seems like the cares of life have intensified, but God is still great. And it is because of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassion, they fail not. Great is God's faithfulness. And we thank God for a faithful God. We thank God for a holy God. And we thank God for a righteous God. And so we pause just to give him all the praise because it belongs to him. In the morning, in the noon, in the evening, we give God praise and glory. Thank you again for sharing with us this Saturday afternoon. We want you to know that in addition to Blog Talk Radio, we are syndicated on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and Google Play. And certainly today, we want to shout out all of our listeners in the North, the South, and the West. Whatever country you're in, whatever state, whatever continent you're in, we thank God for the Townsend family, certainly the Norman family, the Cox family, Washington family, Thompson family. We thank God for the Locke family. We thank God for all of you that are listening around the world. Norman family, we thank God for you and you. We thank God for Elder Jordan as well. We thank God for you. We thank God for everyone that took time out of their busy schedule, the Stevenson family, to share with us on this Saturday afternoon Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you that have just tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, we want you to know that our theme scripture is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 3, and it simply says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And so we came to tell you about Jesus Christ. We came to tell you that, yes, Christ was born of a virgin, that he lived, that he shed his blood on Calvary for us, that he died for us, but he got up with all power from the grave, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He came that we don't have to die, but so that we can have eternal, everlasting life. And certainly, we know that certainly one day we want to reign with him, for we said that if we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. We know that these light afflictions are not to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in him. And so we thank God for this opportunity to share with somebody. Perhaps you didn't know anything about Jesus Christ. Perhaps you already knew about him. But we came to reaffirm and reassure you that God is in control and the gospel is still powerful, that Jesus Christ still has all power in his hand. And certainly he has sent us the comfort of the Holy Ghost. So whatever we're going through, we have a comforter, a paraclete that walks with us, that abides with us. And certainly Christ will never leave us or forsake us, for he'll be with us always, even until the end. So we thank God for this opportunity to share global gospel with all of you, our listeners around the world. And certainly we do have a message that we are going to share with our listeners in just a few minutes. And certainly I am going to take a brief break, and certainly we'll come back and we will share with you scripture from the Word of God. Amen. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Anything you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living Word, say it now. Come on. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king.
Awesome ruler, gentle redeemer, God with us,
the living truth, and what a friend we have in
together. This is what we like to call you, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man.
Jesus.
That's what we call you. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save you, man. Can you take it up from dancing?
Jesus,
that's what we call you, Jesus.
Jesus, that's what we call you. You are the living Word. Again, we are back. This is Global Gospel, and I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we will be with you until the 2 p.m. hour here, Eastern Standard Time. Certainly, You do have a scripture. If you can see in your posting for today, our scripture comes from the gospel according to Luke, St. Luke, and it comes from chapter 4, and it is verses 1 through 13, we'll read, or 14, and it reads on this wise, Luke chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. I made a vow to the Lord. Stay tuned. made a vow to the Lord. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share with your listeners, God. We thank you for the opportunity to study your word, to read your word, and to share your word. For your words, they are spirit and they are life. Your word cannot and will not fail. And we pray that someone is encouraged today, that someone is healed today, that someone's delivered today, that someone is saved and set free by your power divine. Let your will be done, that the people see all of thee and none of me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. For a few minutes, my life, my terms, my life, my terms. One of the things that have troubled me in recent days is the fact that everybody wants to control everybody else. People want to control other people's lives, but they don't want to control their own lives. The government wants to control people. Family and friends want to control people. Legislation wants to control people. But certainly, the last time I checked, the only person that is in control of everybody and everything is God. And certainly we understand that we operate in a natural world and we live in a real world with real people and real laws and real rules and real guidelines and sequences of order and position and placement. We understand all of that. But there comes a time in your life where you have to make a decision for yourself. As the young lady said, I made a vow to the Lord. And I promised him I would go every step of the way. Sometimes Satan gets on my track. He tries so hard to turn me back. But I know I've got to go and beckon to my task because I made a vow to the Lord. And then somebody else said, down on my knees, I made a vow to the Lord and I won't take it back. It was a holy vow and I won't take it back. And so sometimes things come between just you and God. It's never mind what anybody else says, no matter what anybody else thinks. This is just between me and the Lord. This is my life, my decision, my terms. And certainly if you don't understand it that way in a gospel sense, on a spiritual sense, oh, Blue Eyes. Maybe you're familiar with Blue Eyes. Frank Sinatra, he said, I did it my way. And certainly, I did it my way. That means in all that's encompassed in that song and those words lets us know that he did it his way, whether it was right, whether it was wrong, whether he made some mistakes or not. I did it my way. You have some regrets. Sometimes you loved and you lost and you laughed and you cried, but you can say that you did it your way on your terms, and certainly nobody made you do anything. And then perhaps you don't understand old Blue Eyes. Maybe the Rat Pack, maybe that's too far back in time for you. If you're from my generation and you're familiar with New Edition, you're familiar with Bobby Brown. And Bobby Brown made a statement. He said, it's my prerogative. And certainly this didn't necessarily mean his prerogative was correct, but it was his prerogative. This is the way he wanted to do things and because he wanted to do it. And certainly sometimes people do things because they think they are big enough and bad enough to do it. But just because you are big enough and bad enough to do something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do or the right way to do it. Your way is not God's way. For the Bible declares that there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof is death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So those that are us that are seeking to go higher to higher heights and deeper depths, we have to understand that in my life, in my terms, they need to line up with God's word. So in the scripture on today, you can find it in, we read it in Luke. You can find it in Matthew's gospel. You can find it in Mark's gospel as well. We find Jesus, and this particular situation has been known by some as the temptations of Christ. And you say, well, how could Christ be tempted? Well, Christ was tempted on all points like we are and like we were, but he sinned not. The only difference between the temptation of Christ and your temptation is that he knew no sin, and we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And certainly that's why we have to find our way and make our way back to God. And certainly we can't make it without God. And certainly we need to have a God on our side with all that is going on in the world. You don't even have a right to your own health care anymore. But we thank God that God is still sovereign. So in the scripture here, we find that Jesus is being tempted. He is with Satan, and Jesus has now just come off a fast. He just come off a consecration. He's been spending time with his Father. He has turned his plate down, and certainly he is looking and seeking to please his Father and certainly to work the works of the one that sent him. And so we need not be confused that just because you've been on consecration, just because you turn your plate down, just because you've been fasting and praying and you've been in devotion and you've been seeking God for an answer, you've been seeking him for strength, you've been seeking him for power, just because you've done all of that does not exempt you from Satan tempting you. It doesn't exempt you from the messenger of Satan. Paul said, I have a messenger of Satan that buffeted me, a thorn in my flesh, which I besought Christ three times that he would take it away. But he said, nevertheless, my grace is sufficient for thee. So your spiritual walk does not exempt you from trouble. It does not exempt you from Satan. So here Christ was after coming off his consecration. He has a run-in with the devil, run-in with Satan. And certainly one of the things that is absent today, and certainly we don't like to give the devil any credit for anything that he doesn't deserve, because God is greater than Satan. But, you know, I thought about it. There was a time when people would call the devil who he was, and certainly even sometimes they made up some names for the devil that wasn't even true. But certainly he's been called the devil, he's been called Beelzebub, Belial, Satan, our adversary. He's the prince of the air, the prince of this world. He's been called a dragon, a demonic force, the tempter, a thief, a robber, a liar, a cheat. Somebody even called him Old Slewfoot, and I don't know where that is, but somebody called him that. And certainly we need to recognize the devil for who he is, and that's what Jesus had to do whenever you're tempted. So the first thing he does, he wants Jesus, after coming off a fast, he commands him to turn these stones to bread. The devil is after your appetite. He wants to entice you in a way that appeals to your natural appetite and your spiritual appetite. What happened with Adam and Eve in the garden? It was their appetite that got them in trouble, because they were told not to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And Satan came along with the stirring up the appetite for something forbidden and told them, you will not surely die. And so that's what the devil is still doing. He's trying to control our appetite for the things of the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. That's your appetite. He wants you to seek the appetite for the things of this world and not godly things. But certainly what we should be doing with our appetite is certainly eating the word of God. We should be ingesting it. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Develop an appetite for the things of God. The devil was trying to get him after he had been off come off a consecration, and perhaps he may have been naturally hungry. The flesh desired some food, and certainly Jesus had the power to do it, because this is the same Jesus that turned water into wine. But certainly you cannot work a miracle, you cannot work a work on the devil's terms, because guess what? It's a trick. And he's only playing with your appetite. He says, turn these stones to bread. Now, he's talking to the stone that the builders rejected. He's talking to the rock of ages, the stone hewn out the mountain. He's telling the rock, the stone, what to do with the stones. And certainly you got to know who you are when the devil is trying to trip you up. You got to say, listen, this is my life, my terms. If I want to turn it to bread, I'll do it, but I'm not going to do it because you said do it. And then the second temptation comes along. He takes him to the pinnacle of the temple, and there is some debate about exactly what the pinnacle was or the pinnacle of the temple. And somebody suggested that it was 180 feet from the top of the temple to the valley when Christ was up at this high point. And what did the devil try to do to him? He tried to get him to cast himself down and tried to twist the word and say, listen, your angels will take care of you. He tried to put Christ on a suicide mission. And you know what the devil tries to do? He tries to put us on a suicide mission. He may not tell you to get a gun and shoot yourself in the head. He may not tell you to take a knife and cut yourself. He may not tell you to get some drugs or some alcohol. He may not tell you to do that, but he deals with your intellect. He deals with your mind. He deals with the battlefield of the mind. And so that's why the word of God says, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. I was listening to a commercial the other day, and this appeals to the appetite and also appeals to the suicide piece of this. And I listened to a commercial, I think it was with Dr. Phil or one of the talk show hosts. And Dr. Phil said to the person, you know what? You're killing yourself. This young man was bulimic. And certainly what bulimics do, if anybody is familiar or not familiar with an eating disorder, is what they do is they eat and eat and eat. And then they purge and purge and purge. And certain purging is not healthy because food was meant to go down and not come up. And anytime it comes up, that is a reverse peristalsis, or it is the opposite of what's supposed to be going on, because it's supposed to be providing food and nutrients to your body. And so this young man was 6 foot whatever and only 100 pounds. And suddenly Dr. Phil said, you're killing yourself. And so we need to realize food, too much food can kill you. And certainly not enough food can kill you, or the wrong food can kill you. So once again, the devil deals with the appetite. And certainly, and then he tries to make you kill yourself in several ways. He'll connect you with people that want to kill you off. They want to assassinate your character. They want to downplay who you are. They want to use you and abuse you. But you've got to know that greater is he that lives inside of you than those that are in the world. And certainly we got to know that we have Christ on the inside, that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And certainly we've got to eat that. We've got to read it. We've got to see it. We've got to believe it. We got to know who we are. So when the devil is telling us, listen, it's okay to do this, and it's really a suicide mission, you can know that, listen, Satan, get thee behind me. Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Whenever the devil takes you into a high place or a high mountain or the pinnacle of a place, and it seems like you got everything laid out before you, and you can have this and you can have that, and he's spreading something in front of you, something that you like, something that you can develop an appetite for, something that you can get used to, something that you can enjoy. Know that the devil, he wants his accolades. He wants you to fall down and to worship him. And Christ specifically said, thou shalt have no other God before me. And that you should not tempt the Lord thy God. And certainly people today are seeking accolades. They are seeking to take God's glory. They're seeking to have the light shine on them. And certainly Jesus is the light of the world. And certainly anytime we put anybody, any place, anything before God, we in trouble because it's idol worship. And certainly the Bible tells a story about the king, I believe it was Herod. He sat on the throne, and his desire was to take God's glory. But what happened to him when he sat there trying to take God's glory? The Bible says that the worms ate him up. Take God's glory. But know who you are. Know who you belong to. Be like Job. I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand in the latter day. You got to know that you know that you know that God is all, that he's in us all, above us all, and he's through us all, and that this is your life. You live it on your terms. You don't have to do what the devil says. You don't have to bow down to what the devil says. You don't have to kill yourself off. But you keep focus on the Master. Keep focus on Christ. Keep focus on the one who is our creator, the one who rules and super rules, and the one who reigns forever and evermore. And certainly one thing I just want to say in a common sense, don't let the devil ride. Why? Because this is my life, my terms, and certainly I'm going to live it the way God wants me to live it. God bless you. Stay tuned. Don't let the devil ride.
Hands up. Listen at this, listen. Don't let the devil ride. Oh no, Lord, let the devil ride. Can I tell you what happened? Well, come on, get with me, because I'm on things I get tired. Don't let him drive your car. Some of y'all got the devil riding with you. Oh, don't, Lord, let him drive your car. Can I tell you what happened? If he drive your car, he'll take you too far. Don't let him drive. Play some. Y'all ain't too scared. Come on and clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Everybody. me sing. Don't
do it, don't do it, don't do it.
Woo! Come and sing, y'all. Come on, blow your horn, blow your horn, blow your horn. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, everybody. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Listen. I got to get out of here, but listen at this. When folk used to go out too, they still do. But see, when people used to go out, they weren't stiff like some of y'all is. They didn't just sit there. People be up on the party. Hey! And no, we ain't drinking no cognac tonight. And we ain't got no cavassier. But you know what?
All right, now listen, don't let the devil ride. Let him ride, he'll want to drive. So it's your car, your life, your terms. I certainly have a few more minutes left. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800. 619-924-0800. We have a few minutes left. We praise God again for this opportunity to share with our listeners. Thank God for Bishop Wayne, who was one of our guests last week, and certainly along with Minister Kajana Walker, and certainly is having an event this weekend, and it actually started off last night. And I certainly was in attendance. And certainly we want you to check out the Abundant Life Crusade at 209 Little East Neck Road, West Babylon, New York, 11704. And that is September 24th, 25th, 26th at 7 p.m. Archbishop Wayne Daniels. And certainly... certainly is a blessing to be in the place. We would like to thank our sponsors today, Third Lounge, MPT Enterprise, Malini's Factory, Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services, the Lois Glenn Carter, Brother Ryan Wilson, Brother Marlon Townsend, Nevaeh's Cup Creations. We thank God for each and every one that shares with us and partners with us in ministry. And certainly we can do it better together. We cannot do it by ourselves. Certainly many have tried to do it, but it didn't work. Also shout out Abyssinia and Melanated Beards as well. Honor Thy Sweets. We shout you out too. God bless you as well. Well, we have about come to the close of the hour. We have a few minutes left, and I certainly we do want to shout out. It's also Happy, Healthy, Functioning, certainly. And you will be hearing from Happy, Healthy, Functioning in just a few days. They will be one of our special guests as well. So we thank God. We want you to continue to join us every Saturday from 1 p.m. Until 2 p.m. Eastern time and here on the East Coast. And we praise God for all of you that listen. And listen, there's a lot going on in the world. And so it behooves us to stay prayed up and certainly to study and read the Word of God. And certainly when the devil came at Jesus, Jesus himself threw the word back at the devil. And certainly You got to throw the word of God at the devil. You may be feeling down and out, but you got to tell yourself, by his stripes, I am healed. That's the word of God. You got to tell yourself that healing is the children's bread. That is the word of God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. That is the word of God. The prayer of faith will heal the sick. That is the word of God. And certainly you've got to stand on the word. Dorothy Norwood tells a story. Stand on the word of God. Stand on his promises. For his promises are yea and amen. Amen. You may feel like, listen, I'm out of money. I don't have enough to make ends meet, but the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. And I believe God is going to give me a little stimulation, not just from the stimulus check, but God is going to stimulate some other resources, because the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein, for he established it on the seas and founded it on the flood. Certainly, God's word is true. And certainly, whenever the devil talks to you, you got to talk back to him with the word of God. He can't take it. He can't stand it. A mother was telling a testimony. I was listening to her, and she said, you know, and she said, I'm however many years old, 89 years old. And she said, you know what? Sometimes the devil tries to talk to me. He tries to get in my ear. But she said, when the devil gets in my ear, I said, wait a minute, devil. You're a little too high now. You belong under my feet, not in my ear. And so whenever the devil talks to you, when he gets in your ear, you need to remind him that he's going to come up too high now. And so he needs to get in his place. Get thee behind me, Satan. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. This is my life, my terms. And certainly we praise God for this experience. Meet us every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. All our shows are archived. We're on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. So look for Global Gospel. Remember, we thank God for the music that we played today. I believe we said You Reign, William Murphy, and we took it back. I Made a Vow to the Lord, the DNC Mass Choir, Neil Robeson, Don't Let the Devil Ride. And certainly it has been a blessing. And we're getting ready to close out in prayer. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to close out with I Made a Vow to the Lord again. I'm going to put that on repeat, but this time I'm not going to do BMC. I'm going to play the Willie Neal and the Gospel keynotes. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that we've never seen before. We thank you for this opportunity that we had to give you glory, honor, and praise, just to worship you in spirit and in truth, just to share your word, to eat the word, certainly so that we might apply it to our lives and live thereby. God, we thank you today that you're larger than any appetite that we have. We thank you today that you didn't come for us to be suicidal, but that we might have life and have it more abundantly, that we should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We thank you today that we're able to worship you in spirit and in truth. We don't have to bow down to any false god or false idol, but we can worship you in the beauty of holiness. We thank you, God, today that someone is sick and afflicted, but God, you are our healer today. You are our physician today. Somebody's troubled in their mind, God, but God, you are our peace today. Somebody's weak, but God, you are our strength on today. We thank you and we praise you for all things. God, we ask you to continue to cover us with your blood, to stay the hand of the enemy, to bless us in this city, bless us in the field. Bless us coming in and going out. God, make us a blessing to others, that when you bless us, we can bless somebody else. And certainly we'll forever give your name the glory, honor, and praise. For we thank you that you sent your son Jesus to die for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. We ask these things in your son Jesus' name. And it is so because we ask, believing that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us if we walk upright. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. I made a vow to the Lord.
I want you to take your time, Robert.